The King and His Subjects, February 14. Sonship. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1:12. When Adam's sin plunged the race into hopeless misery, God might have cut Himself loose from fallen beings. He might have treated them as sinners deserve to be treated. He might have commanded the angels of heaven to pour out upon our world the vials of His wrath. He might have removed this dark blot from His universe, but He did not do this. Instead of banishing them from His presence, He came still nearer to the fallen race. He gave His Son to become bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Christ, by His human relationship to men, drew them close to God. He clothed His divine nature with the garb of humanity and demonstrated before the heavenly universe, before the unfallen worlds, how much God loves the children of men. The gift of God to man is beyond all computation. Nothing is withheld. God would not permit it to be said that He could have done more or revealed to humanity a greater measure of love. In the gift of Christ, He gave all heaven. Divine sonship is not something that we gain of ourselves. Only to those who receive Christ as their Savior is given the power to become sons and daughters of God. The sinner cannot, by any power of his own, rid himself of sin. But the promise of sonship is made to all who believe on His name. Everyone who comes to Jesus in faith will receive pardon. God was to be manifest in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Man had become so degraded by sin that it was impossible for him in himself to come into harmony with Him, whose nature is purity and goodness. But Christ, after having redeemed man from the condemnation of the law, could impart divine power to unite with human effort. Thus, by repentance toward God in faith in Christ, the fallen children of Adam might once more become the sons of God. When a soul receives Christ, he receives power to live the life of Christ.